Monday morning. This is your town. This is your station. This is Waitley.
Good morning. Just for today, the text number. So punch it into your phone now as you cast your snap judgments. 0427 154 166. So we're using the South Australian number today. 0427 154 166. It was suggested to me on Saturday that I come on, say good morning, and then hand snap judgments over to our Carlton supporters. I'm not going to do that. Upheaval, uprising, upsets, seismic results to reshape the terrain. The earthquake just before midnight seemed like a fitting punctuation point to close round 11. Half a dozen results that shifted the tectonic plates, each measuring higher than the 3.8 magnitude that shook Melbourne briefly last night. Some were merely disconcerting, an event to have the kids jump from their beds out of sheer curiosity. Others proved damaging, confirming fault lines that threaten to open up in the months ahead. It's a morning for footy seismologists to read the tremors. We might use the tipping panel in Friday's Herald Sun and discount the kiss of death to do that. Two teams had unanimous 26-0 endorsement. Geelong and St Kilda. The Cats with a 9.5 on the Richter scale. The Valdivia earthquake. In the grip of injury, Geelong had to find sanctuary under the door frame at home. They couldn't. Unable to absorb or withstand forward swarming chaos footy, the midfield understudies got flattened at the crucial stoppages, and opposition forwards are taking marks against them rather alarmingly. Plus more injury. The damage is now severe, and they're bracing for the aftershocks, fearing matters will get worse. The Saints, that was in the 8.4 range, just trying to bank one more win on the way to the safe harbour of the bye. Hawthorn's strategy was excellent. Sam Mitchell carried the day, but it looked to have faltered when the margin was 20 points in the last quarter, and it all might have been averted had Jack Higgins not spilled the milk, but it triggered catastrophe in a ferocious late shake from the Hawks. It's a costly loss that will be fully understood in hindsight. Melbourne and the Bulldogs had a 24-2 majority from the pundits. The Demons are a 7.2 magnitude, not unforeseen and not without precedent. They're just not the team we imagine. And Fremantle triggered the same fault line 12 months on. The Bulldogs measured at 6.6, as much for missed opportunity as anything else. There will be a deep sense of annoyance. They let fourth place slip through their fingers. Brisbane was expected to win by 22 of 26 tipsters, but Adelaide in Adelaide is high on the risk profile. Assessors will look at the shaky 1-goal-9 in the third quarter and find the source. It's a 5.1 annoyance, but they'll get back to their lives largely unaffected. The mildest earthquake caused the greatest damage. It might only have measured at 4.3, but it was on the San Andreas fault. It cracked freeways and crumpled buildings. As the cracks open up, the question is, will it swallow the entire Carlton community? I have a sense of trepidation as we launch into snap judgments on our shaken footy landscape. 1300 736 736, and you can text 0427 154 166. Our snap judgments for snap fitness for the feeling. What you feel most passionately on a Monday morning that might find its place as the week goes on. Snap judgments ahead of Monday means test to make sense of what transpired with David King. Last night's earthquake was Melbourne's biggest in 120 years, but it had nothing on the shocks and shakes that hit footy with its epicentre on Saturday afternoon.
I think we just worked hard and worked really hard for our results and got what we deserved early in the year. And I thought we really got what we deserved today. I thought they should have won by 4 or 5 goals. We certainly would have pinched it. So, we're really disappointed.
We sit here frustrated because you don't win a game of footy and you give yourself a chance to win a game of footy, but we just didn't execute with the ball. So we need to get better. You know, that's where we sit at the moment, but we're frustrated. We want to be a team that wins. So we've got some work to do.
I mean, it's a really frustrating night and we do feel like you know, we are chasing our tail a little bit. We're not hiding away from the fact that we're not playing as well as we could. But we think there are some pretty obvious reasons for that. So we don't think we're in the position where, you know, we need to throw out what we're doing and start all over again. We certainly need some tweaks.
Seismic results to reshape the terrain.